Well, it's so good to be back again and to talk to you about the Lord and all the things that he's done in our lives. 2 weeks ago, we spoke on a subject which I entitled Identity. And we spoke about getting to know our identity. We spoke about people going into a desert place for God to let them find out what their identity is. And I also mentioned that I'd like to continue the talk and speak about a particular person that had a complete change of identity. Now, many of us know of many people who were terrible people. People who were vulgar. People who were deceitful. People who were controlled by the desires of the flesh. People who were horrible to us. People who treat us very badly. They did horrendous things. But there came a day in their lives when they came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they were wonderfully changed. Now today, I'm not going to speak about a person like that. I'm going to speak about a person who was a good person, who was religious, a very respected person in his society. He had all the right connections, and how he had a change of identity. And sometimes we might need a change of identity as well. Now many of you are thinking, well, why does a person who is religious, a person who is a good person, who has the respect of most people, why does he need to change his identity? Or why does she need to change her identity? Well, most of us think like this until we realize that God is not interested in religion. God is not interested in status. In fact, God takes a nobody and he makes a somebody out of them. Now, I'm sure that most of you know who I'm talking about when I refer to this person. And no, it's not me. It's a man by the name of Saul. Saul was a well-respected man in his community. He was called Saul of Tarsus. He was well-known and he was respected by the people of Tarsus. He had an identity. The Bible tells us that he was a Pharisee. But you know what? It's better if he tells us himself what and who he was, rather than us say who he was. So let's turn over to Philippians 3, verse 4, and we'll read all the way down to verse 6. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. So from a Hebrew point of view, this man was very high up in his church. He was a leader. So why would he need a change of identity? But we also see that he was high up in society. Look at Acts 9, verse 1 and 2. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. So we see he was well respected. He had all the right contacts. If you were a person on the outside, you would say that he was a very important man. But there came a day when Saul had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this encounter changed his identity. Saul of Tarsus, this religious, righteous, upstanding man, needed to have his identity changed. And often in our lives, we also need to have our identity changed. We might think that we are good people. We might think that we belong to all the right groups. We might have achieved a senior position. And from the outside, it looks like we're very, very successful people. But in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need a change of identity. Saul of Tarsus' change of identity was very dramatic. But in a sense, it was simply that his eyes were opened. And often, your eyes and my eyes need to be opened. Yes, we think that we're on the right road. We think that we are doing it God's way, but actually we are standing in opposition to God. So let's have a look at how God approached Saul. Acts 9, verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now, one of the important things for us to see here is something very, very special. When Jesus says, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul answers in a very special way and says, Who art thou, Lord? And this Lord is written with a capital L, indicating that he realized that it was God speaking to him. One of the greatest things that the Jew knew was God was the only Lord. In Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. So for Saul to say, Who art thou, Lord? He is acknowledging that he was speaking to a supreme being. Now this is the beginning of Saul's change of identity. It is only once we realize that Jesus is God that we can truly have a change of identity. Many people follow Jesus. Many people look at his life and say, Oh, he was a great man. Many people look at him and say, As he was the Son of God. But it is only once you realize that Jesus is God that you can truly have a change of identity. Saul's change of identity was not instantaneous, like many people say it should be. It was progressive change. And sometimes you and I have a progressive change. Sometimes you and I come to know the Lord, but it doesn't seem to be any different in our lives. We have a hard time, and we battle, and eventually we get to the point where we know who we are in Christ Jesus. And this was the same with Saul. Yes, his salvation was instantaneous, but his change of identity took a little bit of a time. He needed the help of somebody else to put him on the right road. He has this encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he asks, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? You see, his focus had changed. He does not know what to do. The Lord says to him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Now, when you and I have an encounter with the Lord, we also need to be shown what to do. I remember when I first had an encounter with the Lord, I needed to learn what the Lord wanted from me. It took me quite a few years to really understand what the Lord expects from us. Now, we can go and allow people to show us what the Lord wants from us, but often they themselves do not know, or they will show you what they have been taught. And this led me down a path where I was more guided by the church than by God. It was only when I started to realize that God wants me to learn from him and not from the people that I could have a proper change of identity. Saul was a Pharisee. He knew the law. He followed the law. In fact, he was blameless as far as the law was concerned. But he had to unlearn the law and learn grace. And this often is what we have to do. We have to unlearn what we had learned in the church in the past and to learn what God expects from us under this dispensation of grace. And how did Saul do this? He learned from the Lord himself. Galatians 1, verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. So here we see that Paul was an apostle, not of men, neither by any man. In other words, he wasn't ordained by any particular person, but by Jesus Christ. So therefore we need to understand that we have to learn from God and not from man. Galatians 1 verse 12 to 17 says, "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God, and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers." How many of us aren't bound by the traditions of the church? We're bound by the traditions of our fathers. We're bound by traditions instead of being bound by God himself. "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them that were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus." So the Lord Jesus Christ revealed to Saul what he needed to know. And once he knew it, he put it into practice, and his name was changed from Saul to Paul. If you and I want to have a change, if we want to have a true change of identity, we need to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we need to allow him to teach us what he wants from us. And then we ought to put it into practice. And once we put it into practice, we have a true change of identity. So when did Saul have his name changed to Paul? Well, let's turn over to Acts 13 verse 2. Acts 13 verse 2. "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Notice Barnabas and Saul. Now look at what happened in verse 6 and verse to verse 8. "And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus." Now that word Bar Jesus simply means the son of Jesus, "which was the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem." Notice it started off Barnabas and Saul, Barnabas and Saul. Now it is Paul and his company. You and I need to come to that point in our lives where we have a complete change of identity. I'm no more John Doe or Jane Doe. I am now Christian. And this can only take place when we have an encounter with the Lord, when we learn what he wants from us, and when we put it into practice. I trust that God will give you a desire to have a complete change of identity. Amen.